Our newsroom has been busy combing through the stories of 2023 to find what stood out most. Airdrie and Rocky View County saw some big changes and unprecedented growth, as you can read in these pages. With all the reflection, we have to acknowledge the changes we've seen inside our newsroom as well. The downside of 2023 was the Meta news ban. The ban was a result of a Canadian law that's meant to get tech companies to pay news outlets when their content is posted on their platforms. In response, Meta banned Canadian news outlets from posting on its platforms. As a result of losing our Facebook page, we, at the Airdrie City View and Rocky View Weekly, saw our online readership plummet. On a more positive note, this change has made us look at how we cover the news in a different and more efficient way. With all change comes some growing pain, but we're adapting. How we cover the news wasn't the only change this year, as our team looks completely different from what it looked like in January of 2023. Earlier in the year, we said goodbye to our reporter Carmen Cundy after she spent 2 years reporting on local stories, including many historical pieces. Two aspiring journalists, Ethan Seaburn and Marco Palomino, put in a lot of good work over the summer months as they fulfilled their internship requirements for their respective schools. At the end of August, our editor of 3 years, Scott Strasser, packed up his bags and moved out. Strasser joined us as a reporter in 2018, taking on the editor role in 2020. He now reports from the Calgary Herald offices. Taking over the editor seat in September was Tim Kalinowski, who joined our team a year prior in 2022. Our reporter Masha Scheel returned from her maternity leave at the same time, and lastly, we welcomed our newest reporter Riley Stavka at the end of September, who some of you may have already met. We wish those we had to say goodbye to all the best and appreciate all the hard work of those on our team.